Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Banister. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Brett. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fourth. The DH, Craig Kuzik. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. And now, play ball. Alan Banister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banister hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Craig Kuzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzik strikes out. There goes Heil. The throw from Essien to Horta, and back to Spencer, who tags Heil out. There goes Carew. He's safe. It's 1-0, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm strikes out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger strikes out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Essien for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta strikes out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bannister moves to third. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer bunts towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to third. Soderholm moves to second. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lemon scores. Soderholm moves to third. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Carew reaches second base with a double. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carew moves to third. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carew tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bannister hits a line drive into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Brett covering, for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lemon strikes out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a line drive towards the mound. Zahn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Kuzick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 2 in the game. Essien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bannister hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Essien moves to third. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 3 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Essien scores. Bannister moves to third. One out. It's White Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Zisk is walked intentionally. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bannister scores. Zisk moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tom Johnson now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Zisk moves to third. 2 outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Lemon steals second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 2 in the game. Bostock is hit by the pitch. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Garpinch runs for Wayne Nordhagen. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gar moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Gar moves to third. Essien moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to home to get Gar. Essien moves to third. Bannister moves to second. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Essien scores. Bannister moves to third. Horta moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ron Schuler now pitching. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Zisk hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bannister tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Lamar Johnson. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is walked intentionally. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Horta moves to third. Gamble moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ralph Garr now playing left field. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hile hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr strikes out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Kuzic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzic is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kuzic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Laren Lagro now pitching. Willie Norwood pinch runs for Craig Kuzic. Rich Childs pinch hits for Dan Ford. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norwood moves to second. Rob Wilfong pinch runs for Rich Childs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. Norwood moves to third. Wilfong moves to second. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norwood scores. Wilfong scores. It's White Sox, 5, Twins, 5. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Bob Randall. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rob Wilfong now playing second base. Glenn Adams now playing right field. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Horta strikes out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Zisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 4 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister misplays the ball. That's an error on Bannister. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Heil strikes out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Willie Norwood. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Terrell trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lemon strikes out. 1 out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Soderholm strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 4 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong strikes out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 4 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Lagro covering, for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Bostock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk, who is chasing the ball. Bostock reaches third base with a triple. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Essien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Essien. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Wilfong applying the tag. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and two walks. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 6 in the game. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bannister moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bannister scores. Horta moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Jeff Holly now pitching. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gamble hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-5, White Sox. Dave Johnson now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 5 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Lagro covering, for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bart Johnson now pitching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Heil strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.